المسيحو.
Chairperson. I think I really do want to apologize to you for having answered the phone during your time.
But and it's ringing again. It's ringing again.
Yeah, but I'm not answering. My apologies.
Can you put your phone off, please?
Not only to yourself, but also to the other.
And it's still ringing.
We are in a meeting, Honorable Masiko. Can you switch off your phone or should I keep you to the next person?
No, the phone is on, sir.
So it's off now?
It is off, sir.
Yes, and you must keep it off until the end of the meeting, ne?
I will.
Okay.
My apologies to yourself and the other chairperson.
Proceed.
All the deputy ministers there. Chair, the first question I would like to ask to the department, in their presentation they are saying that they have not put in the water usage and the charge there of forestry. And we all know that forestry has got pine trees that take quite a lot of water for them to grow. And I'm not sure as to who carry the brunt of that water that they use, which is not going to be charged in the final analysis. The second point, Chair, is the electric dance in wanting to put more energy things on what Honorable Mukalif was saying. All the water board are saying they have followed Section 23 of the Constitution and they have consulted all municipalities. Are they telling us that the municipalities that they have consulted have agreed on 698.8, 8.6, 9.6? That's what they're telling us. So if that is the case, by implication, it will pre-suggest that SALGA has got no mandate to speak because their members have agreed with Water Board about different and something different. But I think as a matter of fact, Chair, I know that SALGA is the representative of municipalities. It is of local government. Organized local government is represented by SALGA. What is the issue? That if when we want to get mandate of municipalities, we still go to individual municipalities and speak to them. When there's a national organization called South African Local Government that represents them, and for you to go and get some other decisions that does no longer speak to the national mandate of that municipalities, which to me is the one that causes the problem. And I think I'm sure who. There was a question raised as to what is the view of SALGA on increase. They have said they support 6.6% of rainwater. Now, the chairperson, in the presentation by the department, they are also proposing the average of 9.9%. And they are also saying they have consulted the stakeholders. And part of the stakeholders that the department must have consulted is us as members of parliament. Now, if we are seeing this presentation for the first time and it is going for vote, and it is claimed that you have been consulted and you still have got questions, that can't be correct. So to me, the fact that national treasure, which is the national treasure is ourselves, has accepted the 6.6. SALGA is accepting the 6.6. What is it that we still want to speak about that it does not want to cover what national treasury believes? Because national treasury is the one that governs us nationally in terms of finances. That 6.6 can be the correct issue. Why are we not wanting to agree with national treasury? Because it is said, unless national treasury can come and say like SALGA is doing, they are speaking on their behalf, they should not agree. But if they did agree, why do we want to give us national treasure that is part of ourselves and agree with this particular problem? And I'm of the view, Chair, that the 9.9% that is proposed by the department and all other percentages that is being, remember, it does not take care of the fact that if you give this percentage, municipalities must still go and put their top up of their own operational needs on top of this percentage. The end user will end up paying 15-20% in terms of if you follow this particular percentage. and I think Salga is also on the but Salga must go and defend what you agree with us on. It does not help that we agree on percentage and Salga did not agree and you're still gonna deal with quite a lot of unpaid for water usage because you have just imposed your percentage and you do not want to negotiate with them. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mashiko. It's now Honorable Punta. Honorable Mpumza.
Chair, am I audible?
Yeah,
I think Honorable Mashiko has covered me and all my points. I think I'm covered, Chair.
You are covered?
Yes.
And it's Honorable Sikwai.
Okay. Can you check the person? Good evening, colleagues. How I wish that the department should have come closer to the water boards. I raise the issue because water boards are the entities of the department. In the same vein, water boards should have a similar responsibility with the department. Why I raising the issue is the preamble of the department and also the education, the empowerment that the department has done to us even this evening about the legal processes, the legislation, how we should deal with the issues of the terrorists. Because critically, our responsibility is to protect the population. We have a responsibility to protect the population. Whereas also we are a state, we have got to make sure that we govern responsible. South Africa will never be the same. The issue of COVID-19 emerged in a situation where our people are below the CPI. Look, for instance, as members of parliament, our 2% that we've been given is below CPI. Now, what would make us, therefore, to punish our people? Because these tariffs that are presented by the board, by the water board to us, seems to be ridiculous. Seems to be ridiculous. Let alone that COVID-19, we've not discussed it clearly in these tariffs. But our people are, these tariffs are making our people to be more poorer. Rand water, we understand the status of rand water. But the issue is, the water boards have gone beyond. And it is my view that the inflation rate is what is telling us so that we are able to give a relief to our people. 350 has been proposed because our people are more poorer in the social relief. And there comes us with our water board with high costs. Chair, without speaking a lot, I have a proposal to make because the issue is, it's very clear that we should consider the pricing in a manner that's going to make our people better. same time, if therefore we are unable to do that, we have got a 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, we should give a clear indication this financial year. And then next financial year, we're having a better pricing. The prices that are given by the water board, we need to cut them. I don't want to be seen as influenced by Salga. Salga has got a responsibility to influence me. But I think we should be responsible as a department in this manner. Thank you, Chair. I hold my proposal, Chair. I want to hold my proposal because I've got a proposal to make within this term, which is going to be very important for us, looking in the character of our people and the poverty that they have. And the people that you are giving services to. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. The next speaker is Honorable Keza.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'll be very, very disappointed. I think that this thing of the water board during this time, this critical time, cannot be taken seriously because it has serious implications to our people, as other honorable members have alluded to. I think that sometimes here in South Africa, we would take advantage of the respect of our people and the manner in which they respect the authorities and the manner in which they passively pay with muffled storehouse and no proper platforms where they can express themselves in terms of these tariff hikes. But I have a few questions, and that goes with many other institutions. It's not only water boards. It's many other institutions that are behaving like this, increasing prices and all those things without them being monitored in terms of what criteria do they use to get around those decisions. Because currently, I mean, a sane person, Jefferson, would not do that, particularly during this time, because where is the money going to come from? Because there is a backlog of the COVID-19 period. People are trying to recover, and then you bring yourself in the midst of this, and then you increase tariffs. I do not think that it's fair oppression of our poor people. It's further oppression and inequality, perpetuation of the inequality. So the board must tell us which model are they using to arrive at ensuring that they equate in terms of how they make decisions to hike the tariffs. Another thing that I think that Honorable Mkhalipi has covered is the fact that I want to ask the question from the board: what public criticism has this post tariff increases received? Simple like that. If not, why not? Can you provide us with the relevant indication? What public criticism have you received with your proposed tariffs currently? Because a successful tariff design is one that is not controversial. That's number two. It is simple. Another issue, Chair, is the fact that I want to ask the Deputy Minister of Water. I'm tempted here. Section 24 of the Constitution sets out the right to an environment that is not harmful to to health or well-being, and calls on government to take legislative and other action to prevent pollution and ecological degradation, promote conservation, secure ecologically sustainable development, and so forth. So there is a problem with regards to the to municipal water that or tap water that cannot be consumed by residents due to contamination by surrounding mines and companies, while municipality has already paid the water board and charged the households who cannot use it for the purpose that is used for. Currently, around Tukuluho in State Tread, in Mark 28 in Bumala, you have about 4 mines there that have contaminated water, and to a larger extent, Emalahleni local municipality, where you cannot consume water at all. And yet the municipalities and water boards keep on increasing the tariffs there, and people must keep on paying without asking anything. What measures have the department made to put penalties as a matter of urgency, particularly during this COVID-19 period, for those companies who do not comply with environmental law with regards to clean water? The last issue, Chair, is the issue of capacity building mechanism with regard to SALGA to pursue water boards to purify further, build more dams. Thank you very much.
Honorable Nesai, can you mute your mic? It's drowning the speaker. Can I also remind all, Honorable Sikwai, can you mute your mic? Can also remind all the speakers, when you finish talking, make sure that your mic is muted, because same with yours, Honorable Mpumza, your mic is on. Can you mute their mics as you finish speaking? The next speaker is Honorable Mohoto.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chair. I would like to direct my first question to the Department of Water and Sanitation. My first question is that, could the department provide an example or examples of the way in which the pricing strategy was used for natural disasters? That is my first question. And then the second question is, has the department, through its pricing strategy and charges for public bulk water, increased its reserve fund for depreciation and future infrastructure built charge? And then another question is that the Department of Water and Sanitation cannot run from the fact that it has to protect the people of South Africa from contracting coronavirus by making sure that they provide people with water so that people can on a daily basis be able to wash their hands from time to time so that they can avoid contracting the COVID-19 virus. We are having a situation at Zinduani Primary School, which is situated at a village called Tatakanyani Village. It is in Moses Kotani Northwest. When you go there, you'll find that there is no water. There's no drinking water. There is no water for sanitation. And this school has grade 7 learners. And the schools are just about to reopen. How are the teachers and the principal and the learners going to protect themselves against contracting coronavirus if the Department of Water and Sanitation does not make sure that as soon as possible, it makes sure that that school water, has clean drinking water and water for sanitation. Again, we have a clinic for that matter, which is situated in Twela, Moses Kotane. This clinic does not have water. You know, it has reported this case to the municipality stating that its machine, which used to pump water into the tank, is not functional. So how is the Department of Water and Sanitation going to provide water to this clinic? And then I'm proceeding now to Mahali's water. Another question is now directed to Mahali's water. We have a situation in Moses Kotane again, and yet the Mahali's water is proposing an exorbitant tariff increase of water. The situation that we have in Moses Kotane is at Mukwasi residential area. The people there are drinking brown water, which is dirty. And yet, Mahali's Water Board is proposing that its water tariff, you know, should be 12%. How does Mahali's Water expect the people of Mukwasi who are staying at Moses Kotane, you know, to be able to pay for the water if the water that they are drinking is dirty and they've also increased the water tariff so much? How does it really expect the people, you know, to pay for its water? And then again, another question is directed to Bloem Water Board. Why is the staff cost higher than the maintenance cost when you look at the proposed tariffs? And then again, when you look at Lebelle Northern Water Board, you also find that I'm not sure if it's delivery. They've decided to omit the staff costs. And when you look at the expenditure of their water tariffs there, the maintenance cost of the infrastructure is very, very low. Why is the expenditure very low there? Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mokoto. Honorable Tsweki, is your turn now. Honorable Tsweki.
Thank you, Chair.
Didn't you forget about me, Chairperson?
No, you are coming. Honorable, you're on the list. You're on the list.
You are a very kind chair, because I was trying to call order, but you reserved it. Thank you, Chair. Chair, look, if things were normal, Chair, one was going to propose that yourself, your co-chair, DM and Salga to meet in one room and discuss these matters. Because, Chair, we are what DG likes to say, between a hard place and a rock. I think all of us, we have got a common denominator, which is the electorate. All of us. And all of us, I think the interest of what we want to achieve here is the same electorate. But now, Chair, we are coming from different angles. And these scenarios can be informed by many facts or fundamentals. So one wants to propose, I've got so many questions, Chair, but I don't think today those questions will be answered. If you listen to what Salga has said, Salga says the negotiations or the consultation are not yet concluded. And therefore, one wants to propose, Chair, to say, why don't we give DM and his Department, SALGA, and the boards to go back and engage. Maybe next week, Tuesday, they come back again for a presentation. Of course, there are areas that, even if SALGA says no, as portfolio committees, we may see it different from SALGA and say, SALGA, we understand what you are saying, but based on what the department has presented, we want to approve or agree with what the department and the board are saying. But with what has been presented today, Chair, I don't have capacity or the intellect to can agree with the board from what SALGA has said. I can cite one. SALGA says there's a salary increase of an increase between 6 and 50%. I mean, we'll be booking this meeting to for us to ask SALGA to present or ask the department or any of the boards of such disparities. So I want to propose, Chair, can we give the board, SALGA, and the department to go back? And probably next week, Tuesday, we continue with the meeting. Thank you.
Okay. We hear your proposals. Out of the remaining speakers that are here, I will mention them. Honorable Mvana, Honorable Zhou, Honorable Poet, Honorable Rutuli, and Honorable Kava. Yes.
It's Honorable Pastor speaking. I also gave my name. You mentioned
my name. My apologies, Honorable Person. I just skipped you by mistake. You are part of them. In fact, you should have spoken already immediately after, before Honorable Mokoto. My apologies, Honorable Person. So I want to hear your views, Honorable Person, Mvana, Tohu, Powell, and Lutuli, and Kava. Does what Honorable Tseki represent what you were also going to say before we take a decision on the matter? Or are there other issues you want to raise, Honorable Basson?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, yes, I would like to agree with him. Firstly, Chairperson, we are members of Parliament and we are here to protect the consumers, the voters outside. Everybody that has spoken tonight here wants a slice, a piece of the cake, a slice of this cake. Nobody is here to protect the consumer outside. Everybody wants to justify why they must have an increase. We sit in a very delicate situation in a country where everybody has to cut their budget, but here we want an increase. We have seen, Chairperson, that municipalities, and we heard it from SALGA, that municipalities have lost money, 30% of their income, they've already lost money. A Chairperson, there's only one way we can resolve this problem. We've got to stop this tick box exercise of the water boards, the municipalities, and the department on getting tariff increases. I think it's really time now that we get an independent water regulator where you apply for a water increase and where this increase will be negotiated by the independent regulator like it's been done with Eskom. We can no longer go on like this, Chairperson, where the minister is a referee and a player. So the water boards report to the minister and the minister approves the tariffs. It's ridiculous. It's got to stop now. The deputy minister must deal with this matter, Chairperson. We can no longer go on year in and year out. We get an increase in tariffs. The minister approves it because it's her water boards. They've got to... there's no independence in this matter, Chairperson. So I plead, yes, let's go. Let them go back. We should not have water tariffs. Let them cut. Let them cut their budget and see whether we can
see where we can.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable, so any contrary view to the previous two speakers?
Chairperson, it's Honorable Powell.
So before Powell.
be given an opportunity on Tuesday then to ask our remaining questions, because I've got three very important questions for the Minister and the DG.
It's only three questions. Honourable Tuli, just hold it there. Honourable Tuli.
Thank you, Chair. I think I'm very, very covered. Thank you very much.
Okay. Honourable Ustaba.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'll cover this by Honourable Lindsay, because they've been taken all my comments and my questions.
Okay.
But I'll cover it.
Okay.
Required to provide the economic regulator with the necessary powers and mandates to approve fair benchmarked water charges. So instead of making a statement, I'd like to ask the question to the Deputy Minister. Would the Honourable Minister support the establishment of an independent water regulatory authority as proposed by the Minister of Finance to provide clear norms and standards as well as consistency across the board? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you so much. I had allowed Honourable Powell to raise this as a takeaway question as well. I think we are in agreement with the proposal as raised by Honourable Tseki and supported by Honourable Basson. Before I hand over to the co-chairperson, I think throughout the questioning, colleagues, deputy ministers and colleagues from the Water Board, there is one sticking point that has been raised by all the members, is the issue around the lack of transparency and consistency in tariff setting. And then, as Honourable Hussein has said, there's now a pending case of Umgeni versus Caesar, which has led to litigation. And then our issue as Parliament, we are trying to play our role in demanding accountability and transparency. As Honourable Basson has already said it, to say we are the voice of the consumer. So we are concerned about this when you determine your water tariffs yourself as the department, including the Water Board and the municipality. So in so doing, what we are doing today, we want to rebuild our citizen trust in your good self, as well as to restore your legitimacy, credibility, and fairness of all this billing system. So we'll try to get a slot, Chairperson will deal with that, to get a slot next week based on the proposal that yourselves, together with Felga, including National Treasury, you need to go back and see and then do a consolidated presentation that will come to us, that will, because we cannot afford to have a situation where you, like you are putting us in the corner, as Honourable Tseki has said. So we want you to work together, because this is what we do in the spirit of intergovernmental relations. So that's what needs to happen. Then I'll hand over to the chair if there's something she wants to say. Then later, then we'll deal with the issue of the attendance of the meeting towards the closure. But the way forward in this matter is that you are going to meet, having all the affected parties having met before you come to this meeting. Over to you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I want to agree with the proposal of Honourable Members. We'll try to find a slot where we can come back. But what is important is that SALGA and the department have to find one another, which in this case, the board, they are part of the department. They have to find one another and understand that indeed the interest should be on the end user. It should not be that because we are servicing municipalities as an entity of government, therefore they have money, we forgot that the end user is the one that is going to pay all the money that we are proposing as tariffs. So I want to agree with that, Chair, that we should request the minister to facilitate that there should be they must coordinate and talk one language. You cannot have the board that says 12%, the other one says 6, and you don't even understand how they reach there. So I agree, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. We'll have to deal with the attendance register as we are going to close this meeting.
been in the meetings, Honorable Becky Hadebe, Honorable Brink, Honorable Ufem, Honorable Mkalipi, Honorable Mabika, Honorable Mutala, Honorable Mashiko, Honorable Nancy Shai, Honorable Mokoto, Honorable Mpumza, Honorable Mvana, Honorable Teza, Honorable Basson, Honorable Tsou, Honorable Tseki, Honorable Poen, Honorable Lutuli, and Honorable Lukawa. Did I skip anyone? It's like I've managed to pick up everybody. Whom did I skip?
No, nobody.
Nobody. So that's the attendance. And then I want to also thank you so much, colleagues, for your attendance. Yes?
Chair, I'm also here. Continue.
Oh, okay. My apologies, Honorable Connie. You are noted. You are also here. Thank you.
Thanks, madam.
I don't know how did I miss you in the register. I can see you are here. Thank you. So then, yes, colleagues, we just want to thank you for your attendance and the robust engagement you were trying to raise with the department. I think as and when they come back and the water board, they will have to zoom in all the questions as raised in their presentation to also respond to your question. They will have met, but also they will have to zoom in all your questions as raised. And then I think that will give also Honorable Nancy Shai an opportunity to make that presentation, that proposal that she's going to make. So she can still reserve it. We are going to reconvene, and then that proposal she will make. And I think it will do good in the series of then guarding the interests of the constituencies that we represent. Basically, that's how it is. And then that brings us to the end of our meeting. Thank you so much, colleagues. Thank you so much, co-chairperson. Thank you so much, Deputy Minister. Thank you so much for attending, and the department, including the colleagues from the water board. Thank you so much. The meeting gets adjourned.
Don't forget to answer, Chair.
Sorry, Chairperson. Excuse me, Mr. Buthelezi from Overberg Municipality would like to say something, please.
No, what? After the meeting is closed.
The meeting is closed.